Ray Thomas joins me now. Afternoon, Ray.
Yeah, hello, Sean.
We've had some very interesting news overnight regarding one of our biggest owners.
Yeah, look, it's been a massive story and it'll continue to evolve in the coming days and weeks. Of course, as you all may have heard by now, Sean Damien Flower was arrested in his Moorebank home last night, pending an inquiry into alleged importation of drugs. The New South Wales Organised Crime Squad and the Federal Police were involved. Damien Flower is one of Sydney Racing's biggest owners, I should emphasise, Sean, did appear in court this morning but did not apply for bail. My understanding is that his lawyers do intend to apply for bail in the Supreme Court next Wednesday, but certainly staggering news that have rocked Sydney and Australian racing.
A large amount of drugs allegedly involved too. They're talking 25 to 27 kilos.
Yes, and...
cocaine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, another allegedly cocaine. Another two persons also involved in this apparent importation drug ring. So, look, as I said, it's a massive news story, Sean, but given that Damien has got such a high profile in Sydney and Australian racing, he'd have well over 50 horses he either owns or part owns. Mm. He's got breeding stock as well. Of course, he owns Platinum Park out at Hawkesbury, which is one of our... most outstanding and training and complexes where Brad Whitup trains for him, and he also, of course, owns an Everest slot. So very high profile, very well liked in the industry. This is shocking news, and certainly it'll be a massive story as it continues to unfold in the days and weeks to come.
Ray, have the police alleged whether this has been an ongoing operation or this is a one-off?
No, my understanding is this has been part of an operation that's been going on for some weeks, if not months. So whenever the Organised Crime Squad and the Federal Police are involved in an investigation of this type, there generally are long-standing investigations. So we'll certainly learn a lot more potentially next week if and when Damien Flower's lawyers do make application for bail, as my understanding is we next Wednesday in the Supreme Court. But in terms of when this eventually does go to court, that's probably some months away.
Mm. All right, terrific. Ray, good to catch up. Thank you for updating us.
Thanks so much, Sean.